For many people, UN reports and scientific papers don't really convey what climate change will be like. Part of the problem is that scientists are warning us about effects we never imagined on the economy, geopolitics, health, human relations, and so much more. In this edition of HPR's Planet 808, we'll talk with a journalist about the range of climate effects we can expect and his surprising assessment of the latest projections. David Wallace Wells, deputy editor of New York Magazine, has studied UN reports and recent science on climate change to conclude that our likely future was once our worst-case scenario.
That's one of the mind-bending features of the experience we're going to have over the next century. Things we used to consider unthinkably bad will be our best case.
Wallace Wells concludes a 2 degrees Celsius temperature rise, that's a little over 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit, is almost unavoidable. He says, look around now. Global warming is affecting jobs, health, geopolitics, housing, the economy.
To take the geopolitics, for instance, if you were to imagine a world that was defined by dramatically more warming than we have today, you would imagine a growing intuition of resource scarcity, a growing sense of zero-sum competition for what abundance there still exists on a planet that is nevertheless burning, and as a result, more nations of the world embracing narrowly nationalistic understanding of their own role in the world. Now, describing that those politics, I think it's fair to say that we're already somewhat down that path.
Wallace Wells has a 2-year-old daughter. He notices climate change ramifications on our culture when reading bedtime stories.
And it's really striking to me how many of these books take place in the natural world with animal protagonists. In the West, even as we've largely removed ourselves from real engagement with nature, we've retained a sense that the natural world is a sort of parable venue that can show us how to live with one another. We still talk about animals and their interaction with one another in that way. And yet, all of these stories, I find, they're drawing on environments and experiences that are disappearing from the planet rapidly. There are measures of insect declines, like 60 or 70% globally. The World Wildlife Fund says that 50% of mammal life has died since 1970. And in all of those ways, I think we're changing the stories we tell as well.
Wallace Wells says currently, scientists do not expect the most dire climate scenarios that would accompany a 4 or 5 degrees Celsius temperature rise. A 2 degree rise, however, is now almost unavoidable, according to Wallace Wells.
The kind of future that we're heading for would be unacceptable to anyone living on the planet today. And yet, I would say almost none of us are really acting with the urgency that would be required to avoid those outcomes. And I think those technologies and those choices are available to us. If we take them, they just require real political commitment, which is why I think the most important thing for any of us to do is to try to change our public policy as quickly as we can.
Find an extended conversation with David Wallace Wells at hawaiipublicradio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.